Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for democratizing AI at India AI Impact Summit. Union Minister of State Ramnath Thakur reviews agricultural development programs in Longland. 3-day Colors of Spring flower show begins in Dimapur. And Home Minister Amit Shah to launch a second phase of Vibrant Villages program tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South, inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders. Mr. Modi said, "The world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve." He said AI will make the team work smarter, more efficient and more impactful.
AI ke liye insaan sirf data point na ban jaye, इंसान सिर्फ रॉ मटेरियल तक सीमित न रह जाए, इसलिए एआई को डेमोक्रेटाइज करना होगा, इसे इंक्लूजन और एम्पावरमेंट का माध्यम बनाना होगा और विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ में.
Mr. Modi outlined the Manav vision for AI, moral and ethical systems, accountable governance, national sovereignty, accessible and inclusive, valid and legitimate. He asserted that India's Manav vision will become a crucial link for humanity's welfare in the AI-driven world of the 21st century.
Bharat ka ye Manav vision 21vi sadi ki AI aadharit duniya mein manavta ke kalyan ki ahem kadi banega.
Addressing the event, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, AI must belong to everyone and its future cannot be decided by a handful of countries.
AI must belong to everyone. We must replace hype and fear with shared evidence and close knowledge gaps. I urge member states, industry and civil society to contribute to the panel's work. Launching a global dialogue on AI governance within the United Nations, where all countries, together with the private sector, the academia and the civil society, can have a voice.
Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit, where he said AI technology should be accessible for all. Making 3 vital suggestions on the ethical use of AI, he highlighted the need for a robust data framework for AI training that respects data sovereignty, the importance of clear and transparent safety rules for AI platforms, and clear human values and guidance for AI. Nagaland Task Force of Music and Arts, TAFMA, will present a cultural performance titled Hornbill Dream, where tradition meets technology tomorrow at the ongoing AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam. The performance will celebrate the rich traditions of Nagaland, blending folk rhythms and indigenous motifs with contemporary and digital innovation. TAFMA's presentation is one of the 2 cultural programs featured at the summit, celebrating India's rich heritage and its evolving technological spirit. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, visited ICAR KVK in Longland today on the second day of his 2-day visit to the district. He reviewed ongoing agricultural development programs aimed at improving livelihoods for farmers. During interactions with officials and farmers, he emphasized the need to modernize traditional jhum cultivation by adopting climate-resilient and location-specific technologies while preserving indigenous knowledge. The minister also reviewed low-input responsive crop varieties, water harvesting initiatives, and value addition projects. He encouraged entrepreneurship development among women farmers through processing, seed production, and allied agri enterprises to create sustainable self-employment opportunities. Mr. Thakur also stressed upon conserving indigenous crop varieties, protecting farmers' rights, and ensuring benefit-sharing mechanisms for local communities. The Union Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to scientific support and inclusive agricultural growth in remote and tribal regions, calling for stronger coordination between research and line departments to accelerate adoption of technologies. The minister also visited ongoing development projects, including Nectar project at Baotung Government Higher Secondary School and District Hospital Longlen, where he expressed concern over work progress of the district hospital. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The three-day Colors of Spring flower show began today at the Aidan premises in Dimapur, marking the event's return after 17 years. The exhibition is organized by the Dimapur District Ladies Club, DDLC, in collaboration with the Department of Horticulture and Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland. Inaugurating the show, DDLC Chief Patron Kaisar Ryo emphasized that the exhibition provides a platform for plant enthusiasts to celebrate both aesthetics and skills.
This exhibition is not only about aesthetic appreciation, but it also serves a larger purpose. It encourages floriculture, nurtures creativity, and provides a platform for flower growers and plant enthusiasts to showcase their talent, innovation, and hard work. Equally important, it creates opportunities for the growers to meet the buyers directly and promote sustainable livelihood.
Mrs. Ryu highlighted the immense potential of floriculture in Nagaland as a viable income generator with proper support, training and market linkages. Noting that development is not only about infrastructure and statistics, she emphasized on nurturing skills, culture and human connections. The exhibition will also feature seminars on floriculture and dragon fruit and mushroom cultivations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the second phase of the Vibrant Villages program tomorrow, aimed at strengthening development in border areas. Mr. Shah will formally inaugurate the program from Nathanpur village in Kachar district of Assam. With a total outlay of more than 6,800 crore rupees, the program will be implemented in select strategic villages across 15 states and two union territories, including Nagaland, until 2028-29. The initiative seeks to improve essential infrastructure and create sustainable livelihoods while fostering secure and resilient border communities in line with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Deputy Commissioner Kohima, B. Hanok Buchem, informed that the resignation of the Deputy Chairperson of the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, has been processed in accordance with the provision of the Nagaland Municipal Act. Speaking to the media persons today, he said the Deputy Chairperson's resignation letter was received on January 17. Following due procedure, a mandatory 15-day notice was issued on January 27, after which the matter was forwarded on February 11 to the Department of Municipal Affairs for final orders. Regarding the resignation of the KMC chairman, Mr. Buchem said that the resignation letter will be forwarded to the Department of Municipal Affairs after the mandatory 15 days are over.
As far as chairman is concerned, we have received a resignation letter on 10th of February 2026, and on 12th of February we have issued the 15 days notice, and we are, after the mandatory 15 days are over, then we'll proceed further writing the letter to Department of Municipal Affairs.
Mr. Buchem said the resignation of the KMC chairman was on medical grounds. And Akashvani Kohima is inviting eligible candidates for filling up 11 posts of part-time correspondents in the districts of Chumukedima, Longlen, Meluri, Mon, Noklak, Paran, Pek, Shamatur, Tungsang, Semenyu, and Zinheboto. The prescribed proforma and details are uploaded on the Facebook page All India Radio News Kohima. The last date of submission of applications is tomorrow, the 20th of February. And to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for democratizing AI at India AI Impact Summit. Union Minister of State Ramnath Thakur reviews agricultural development programs in Longlen. Three-day Color of Spring flower show begins in Dimapur. And Home Minister Amit Shah to launch a second phase of Vibrant Villages program tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.